you ever felt that whether you're going forward or looking backward, sometimes God looks like he's nowhere to be found? Even if you believe in your heart that he's working, sometimes it's difficult when we cannot see how he's moving. Let's talk about it today on Lifted Up. Hi, friends. Welcome to the daily podcast, Lifted Up. It's a short encouragement. It's meant for leaders in all walks of life. Whether you're serving a church or you're leading a business or maybe you're on the mission field somewhere in this world, we're all leading somewhere. I'm Pastor Rick Milliken, and I'm glad you've joined today. I want to look at Job's revelation when we look at Job chapter 23, verses 8, 9, and 10. Let me just read it. But if I go to the east, he is not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he is at work in the north, I don't see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. But he knows the way I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Now, in the midst of your despair, have you landed where Job does in today's scripture? You see, he reminds us that despite his own doubts, God knows the exact path that he is on. And the end result of his struggles will be way more than worth it, right? I have a friend that called me the other day. He was really struggling. He had a big decision to make, but he sensed that God was nowhere to be found in his prayers. He couldn't find him in waiting for him. He wanted to trust God for the right decision, but he was paralyzed by the fear that God wasn't even interested and wasn't about to give him answers to these desperate prayers for direction. He even began to blame himself and say, it was because I did this, or God hates me now because I didn't stay on the path, or I made some big mistakes. Man, his mind was really messed up. So finally, I asked my friend, where was he watching for the answers he sought? He chuckled and said, well, I asked God to show me by leaving an obvious note somewhere in my house. And I kind of smiled and chuckled, and he laughed too. I mean, that's some bold praying. I mean, I commend him for believing that God's powerful enough to go and write a note specific to that prayer request in his home. But I invited him to begin to look for answers in other places. Has anyone talked to him lately about this? Did they offer direction? Did he seek out his mentors and advisors' advice? What is God saying in those silent moments when you're with him, just sitting? I ask him, when was the last time you just sat and listened for God? He admitted he hadn't done that in a long time. I said, let me guess, when you pray, you just keep praying and babbling on, and you don't pause long enough to listen to what God might say right then. You see, sometimes God's going to answer in ways we're not expecting. Remember what Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome? Chapter 8. Paul says, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, it's important to remember this verse as we face deep struggles as we live out our faith. It doesn't always work out the exact way we want it to. Frankly, most of the time it doesn't. On the mountaintops and in the valleys, on the left and on the right, God is with you. He sees you. He knows exactly what his plans are for you. And if you'll submit to him, he will guide you. Maybe it won't be exactly the way you're thinking. So today, remember our plan. You ask God, what are you saying to me right now? How can I apply what you're teaching me in your word? And then, how can you pray specifically about it today? And once you reflect on those questions, bring everything to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for allowing us to trust your unfailing love in us. We put our trust in you and your plan for our lives, even when it doesn't make sense or seem to play out the way that we hope. Thank you for the wisdom of Job and the wisdom of Paul. We so appreciate it, Lord. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me on Lift It Up. Remember to hit like and subscribe, and please share this with a friend. It's for anyone walking in life, okay? Remember, life is going to give you more than you can stand. Please know that you have the power to kneel. God bless. I'll talk to you next time on Lift It Up.